Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. We are brought to you, as usual, by LongevityPlaybook.com. Sign up for the free newsletter weekly at LongevityPlaybook.com. And, of course, by the makers of both TrueBiotics and Bovine Colostrum, Die Rescue, Longevity Playbook. And the Die Rescue is with Bovine Colostrum and TrueBiotics. You can go to LifesFirstNaturals.com. That's LifesFirstNaturals.com and sign up for information about the TrueBiotics and the Bovine Colostrum and Die Rescue. The word on Die Rescue, the other two have great randomized controlled studies showing how good they are. The Die Rescue is now being used by a lot of people who say that it is magnificent at relieving the problems of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, some constipation when they up one of the GLP-1s like Wegovia or Ozempic, Mounjaro or Zepbound. When they increase those doses, people often get symptoms. This helps them relieve the symptoms without changing the effectiveness of, in fact, the medication. Today's top stories. This is 1212A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Is 6 milligrams of melatonin okay to take routinely for years? Yeah, we got that question from a reader recently. The other news stories that are really important, if you will, are that restricting dietary sodium consumption helps relieve atopic dermatitis. Why would it do that? We'll get back to that. And the Ozempic, semaglutide, Ozempic and Wegovia, is associated with a decreased risk of cognitive decline, and not just a little decreased risk of cognitive decline in people with type 2 diabetes, maybe in the rest of us too. We'll have to look at that and talk about why that may be. And we're on a sodium kick, so people who are at high risk of cardiovascular disease who have a high sodium diet are more likely to develop atrial fibrillation. So that's, if you will, three of our stories are on sodium today, and those are the big stories of the week. So let's go back to our longevity is the next disruptor segment. This one is on that melatonin question. So he asked, he's recently upped his melatonin dose for sleeping to 6 milligrams a night. And it said, is that dose safe for the long term? Well, the short answer, of course, is check with your doc. But in general, it's yes and better than here we thought based on the data this week. That's right. It turns out 55.8% of adults in the U.S. take at least one sleep aid per month. Most popular sleep aid is melatonin. So 49%, that's almost all of the people taking a sleep aid, use melatonin. And the increase has increased by over 400% since 1999. That's between 1999 and 2018. And the average dosage is 4.8 milligrams. So 6 milligrams isn't far from what the usual dosage is. It turns out, by the way, that the dosage on the label is often incorrect. Look for the pharmacopoeia on the label. Those are the few 12% of the melatonin 12% of the melatonin bottles that actually have what's on the label in the bottle. So look for that pharmacopoeia, the big kind of an italics P on the label. Well, it turns out that the data this week confirms some of the data on cancer. That is, it decreases your risk of prostate cancer, decreases your risk of colon cancer, esophageal cancer, and breast cancer. So it's pretty important for those. That's pretty impressive. But it also, and that's what's new this week, decreased macular degeneration, age-related macular degeneration. It's the leading cause of blindness in the U.S., and it decreased it by more than 50%. That's amazing. Now, it wasn't a randomized controlled trial. This was epidemiology. The people who took the melatonin and said they did on their questionnaires compared to those who didn't had a 50% and in severe macular degeneration, an 80% reduction in their macular degeneration risk. So that's a huge, huge benefit. And that is our longevity, is the next disruptor story of the week. Should we all start taking it? Well, I'm going to start taking it myself. It's the 17th of the supplements that I think all of us should consider routinely taking if we're over the age of 50. Now, the next story is our Roizen rule for younger you. Don't take so much sodium. This is a study on people with atopic dermatitis. It turns out that sodium may trigger the immune process. Sodium's a signaling molecule in the body. It signals your immune cells to become active, apparently, and that by cutting the sodium dosage down to the 1.5 grams per day recommended, by the way, we're going to get to in a few minutes what the usual sodium in the United States is. It's 4.8 grams, so it's three times as much as the recommended. But if you go to 1.5, you have over a 70% reduction in atopic dermatitis. Another sodium story, the people who are at high risk for cardiovascular disease, this was a randomized controlled trial looking at atrial fibrillation. And for, if you look at it, there is a, if you have a dose of sodium of 6 grams or higher, remember the average in America is 4.8, the recommended is 1.5 grams, but you have a 10% increase if you have 6 grams. At 7 grams, you have a 20% increase. At 8 grams, a 30% increase in your risk of atrial fibrillation. So it correlated directly, and it turns out, and this is actually pretty amazing, it turns out that 19% of participants are in that 6 grams or greater model. That is 20% of the people in the study took 6 grams or more routinely in a day. Now, one of my favorite stories, it's well beyond wellness story of the week, is what Ozempic and Wegovy did for type 2 diabetes patients. They're looking, does it make cognitive dysfunction worse? And does it increase your tendency for other things? It turns out it didn't. Not only did it not do that, but it decreased the risk of cognitive dysfunction by over 50% in the studies. So where are we on these studies? Where we are is that these four studies that we said, the longevity is the next disruptor study, yet it's fine to take melatonin for sleep and may help prevent cancer and also help prevent loss of eyesight as we get older, age-related macular degeneration. Restricting dietary sodium helps prevent atopic dermatitis, you know, the itchiness and scaliness of the skin, and not only help prevent atopic dermatitis, but decrease atrial fibrillation. So go for that 1.5 gram a day total. Yeah, you have to count your sodium for a little bit. We'll have more on sodium and potassium in a future podcast. And semaglutide, Ozempic, and Wegovy decrease your risk of cognitive dysfunction, at least if you're a type 2 diabetic, compared to other treatments, compared to those people who were treated for their type 2 diabetes in other ways. That's such a key finding, such an important finding. And remember that Dye Rescue, made by lifesfirstnaturals.com, that's D-I-A, capital R-E-S, capital Q, Dye Rescue, decrease the symptoms of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and constipation in those people who increase their dose of the GLP-1s at the time of increase. Take it a day or two before you have the increased dosage and for 5 days thereafter. Other products made by, of course, lifesfirstnaturals.com have been shown in randomized controlled trials to help with a lot of things. Go to their website, lifesfirstnaturals.com. Bovine colostrum, and the probiotic Trubiotic. Trubiotic, a great probiotic. The other sponsor, longevityplaybook.com. Go to their website to find out and to sign up for the free newsletter that gives you the latest tips on longevity, summarized much like I do, but 250 words on the top story of the week, and of course, a great cartoon. Thank you for downloading us. This has been 1212A, A's, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. By the way, go back and get 1210B if you haven't done it already. It's on bullying and a great discussion with Bill Eddy on the new world of adult bullies, how to spot them and how to stop them. Thanks again. We'll be back next week.